with a trying to analyze the Shittas. To analyzing Shittas Rambam in terms of can a person be mafresh truma without invoking the principle of shlichus. So we had it all started with Stira Gemara that in Maseches Kedushin, so the Gemara spoke about the possibility of I appoint a shaliach to be mafresh truma. And I didn't give him exact directions. He goes and he takes a little bit more than he was literally authorized to do so. So the Gemara says that within reason, it's not so terrible. As long as he didn't do anything crazy, so then it would still be acceptable. So I told him to be mafresh tam, didn't tell him quantitatively how much. He went up a little bit. So the evidence of Fresh Shum was still good. So Tosfos is involved with the question. The Gemara says in Rav Metzia that if you appoint somebody to be mafresh truma for you, and they separate from the better stuff that they weren't authorized to do, unless there's some indication that you are satisfied with what they did, that's going to be a problem. So why don't we say that we give the shlich a little bit of leeway as well? So as I just said, there's a difference, quantitative, qualitative. We spoke a little bit about last week. But the Rambam had an entirely different solution to the problem, so we left off with the end of the shir. The Rambam learns that if I, in fact, appointed the person as a shaliach, then he has a significant leeway. Then he can, you know, up it up a little bit. But if he wasn't appointed as a shaliach, and he goes in and does something which is a little bit out of the ordinary, so that's going to be a problem. Then the freshness tumor is not going to be chal. That's the difference between the two gemaras. Bomb cash against the Rambam is, what do you mean if he wasn't appointed as a shaliach? If he wasn't appointed as a shaliach, then for sure it's no good, even if he does exactly what he was quote-unquote supposed to do. If he wasn't appointed as a shaliach, it's out of the, not even on the radar screen. Of course he can't be mafresh truma without being authorized as a shaliach. That's what we left off last week. What in the world is going on? Where did the Rambam get this from? What's this all about? So in order to, just to fine-tune the question a little bit, we have to reference the Gemara a little bit outside, and a little bit inside now. That's the Gemara above Metzia. Just to make the question a little bit stronger, a little bit harsher than the Rambam, how does the Rambam write that you can be mafresh truma shelo b'tar shlichos? It's against Mamshah B'Ferish Gemara, the Gemara being in above Metzia Dav Chav Beis. So in order to understand the Gemara Metzia Chav Beis, we have to backtrack a little bit to above Metzia Dav Chav Aleph. And again, we spoke a little bit about this outside. I want to do it inside. Because I can do it inside. The sugya of Yishlomidas. So it begins on Chafala from an Aleph. It's the last word of Chafala from an Aleph. Let's say that we've turned the page today. It's the Rome Sech that we've turned the page. The Vano Chafala from an Aleph, Itma. Very last word, Itma. Yishlomidas. Abai Amalo Havi Yish. Verab Amalo Havi Yish. If I lose something, and if I would be misyayish, if I give up hope from finding it, and then you subsequently pick it up, so then the Mishnah tells us there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. Yush is kind of. How do we know that? It's another story. But Yush is kind of. But the problem in this scenario is I don't even know that I lost it. Now, if I would have known that I lost it, then I would have been misyayish. There's no question about that. But right now, by Shehu Sham, I don't even know that I lost it yet. So that's what's called the Yerushalamidah. So what's the difference? So Abai says, Abai says that's no good. Because as long as I didn't know, is it bothering you enough? Oh, it's not bothering you. Okay, forget it. No, if you want to know, she's making a racket. It's the fan. No, it's only bothering you. It's not. A lot of distractions here. I thought it was on in there?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. So a person, if he would have known that the item was lost, so he for sure would have been misyash, but he doesn't know yet. So Abaye says that's not considered to be yush, and Rava says that is considered to be yush. So that machloikis, Abaye and Rava, now spills over to other areas of halacha, when if I would have known something, I would have for sure agreed, but I don't know. So Abaye says that's not acceptable, and Rava says that that's okay. So it's in that background the Gemara jumps on Dav Chav Beis and Aleph. And the Gemara quotes a braisa, Toshma. The first word one is Ayusha Miyayish. Dav Chav Beis and Aleph Metzia. The first word is Ayusha Miyayish. It's about 15 lines from the top. Toshma. Ketzed Omro Torim Shlomidas Chumasa Truma. How do we have a case where I can be mafresh truma for you without your knowledge? If I go into my friend's field, and I go in and I take off truma without his authorization, if it would appear that I'm stealing from him, he treats me like I'm a gazlan, so then ain't truma, then truma is not good. The imlav, but if the person is not too upset, he doesn't view me as a gazlan, then truma. So again, so far, he wasn't appointed. It didn't say anything about a shaliach. It just says Torim Shalomi Das Chaverim. So we're just trying to figure out whether the Bala Boss is happy or not. How do I know whether he's happy? If the Bala Bais comes and says, why didn't you take nicer stuff? So as we mentioned last week, his saying, why didn't you take nicer stuff, could either be sarcastic, or it could be genuine. So im nimtzu yafas man, if it turns out there really are nicer things than truma sa truma, then he really wanted me to take off nice. So he's happy with what I did. He would have preferred me to do even better. But what I took off was good. In love, but if there's nothing good around, ain't truma sa truma. Then it turns out the guy was just joking. The guy was just being sarcastic. And then he never really agreed with what I did. And therefore, the entire truma is not acceptable. So basically, what the Braisa tells us is that it is possible to be mafresh truma without authorization, as long as we can ascertain at a later point that the Bala Bais is satisfied with what I did. That's what the Sabrina of the Brides is. So the Gemara, we'll skip down a little bit. So we ask the Gemara, the first one line is Amai. A couple of lines down. Amai, be'idna detorim halo habayoda. According to Abaye, this Brides is a disaster. Why? Because according to Abaye, what right do I have to be mafresh based on the fact that later on we're going to find out that you're satisfied? But at the moment of truth, at the time of the mafresh, you're not satisfied because you don't know. So Abaye says, Yush lo midas lo havi yush. What I don't know now, even though when I find out, I'll be happy about it, does not work retroactively. Just as it's not sufficient retroactively to treat it as yush for the purposes of Veda, it doesn't work retroactively to view it as there was ratzon, as there was askam, as there was consent of the Bailam at the time of Afrosha. So Bishlam, according to Rava, who says that we can go back retroactively and say, if the person would have known, he would have been Messiah. So to over here, if the person would have known, he would have authorized the Truman, that's all right. But according to Bayit, doesn't buy into that system of going backwards. According to Bayit, this is a big problem. How do you lump shot at this price? So the Gemara says, Tirgama Rava libidi Abayi. So Rava came up to Abayi's defense. Rava could have just said, I quoted the Bryce against the Abaye, and sure, I win. The Gemara says, no, that Rava gave a teretz, he gave a pshat, even according to Abaye, the shadi shaliach, that it must be that the person was really appointed as a shaliach from day one. So even though the simple reading of the Bryce is that he went on his own accord, and now we're trying to figure out retroactively whether the owner was happy, the Gemara says it can't be, because according to Abaye, it can never be done retroactively. It must be he was appointed literally as a shaliach. And now he went ahead and took a little bit more than he should have, so now we have to figure out, is that included in the shaliachus or not? So I can't debate Gemara. So it's clear as day from this Gemara that according to Abaye, it is inconceivable to learn pshat at this Brayse in any other way, except for the fact that it must have been a shaliach that was appointed. Because if not for being appointed as a shaliach, we run into a brick wall of Yish Lomidas. This is the equivalent of Yish Lomidas, which is not acceptable. To make matters worse for the Rambam, we, including the Rambam, Paskin like Abaye, this is one of the Galfagams, this is one of the six cases where we follow Abaye. So we, la locha, accept the view of Abaye, that Yush Lomidas does not work, so you can't go back retroactively, which basically means that the only way to learn Chandra's Braisa is Shavi Shaliach. He was appointed as a Shaliach. But that's exactly what the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam quotes the Braisa Kipshuta, doesn't mention the fact that he was made as a Shaliach, probably didn't learn that he was made as a Shaliach, because that's the answer to when the person has leeway when he doesn't have leeway. But this case is that Tachlis Maaskini wasn't the Shaliach. Gavalt, if he wasn't a Shaliach, Yush Lomidas should prevent them from acting in the first place. That's the complete formulation of Kasha against the Rambam. So it's not just Stam the Rambam left out Shalichos. The Gemara says, Kamali, it has to be Shalichos. There's no other way according to Baye to interpret the Braisa without using the vehicle of Shalichos. So that's the question we have to deal with according to. So we have to address this Rambam on two different levels. I like to say, almost like a textual level, a conceptual level. So textually in the sense of, the Rambam's mamash against the Gemara. It's not Ishaila, there's nothing you can do to this Gemara that's going to read this Gemara going to the Rambam. There's only one way, in a sense, textually, from the text of the Gemara itself, to salvage the Rambam, is to show that there must be other sugyas in Shas that are addressing this issue. There must be other things, other factors involved in Shas that lead us to believe that this is not the final word on the matter. So textually, you have to dig up a Gemara. Somewhere, you got 2,000 plus vat and shas to try to find some kind of a Gemara that has something else to say about this topic against B'metzia Chavez, and you have to be really, really convinced by the Rambam, in a sense, ignore this Gemara l'halacha. That's almost the easier way to do things. But even if you succeed in doing that, you have to explain conceptually How could anybody disagree with Bar Metzia Chabez and Aleph? What is the conceptual difference between Yish Lo Midas that is no good, and this case that is good? So even if you somehow succeed in digging up a Gemara, that's not going to do the trick. It's not going to finish the job, because then you have to explain, okay, great, you found another Gemara, whoop-de-doo, but you have to explain, so why does that other Gemara disagree with this sugya? Why do the Amorim, and why does the Rambam side with the other Gemaras? After all, isn't that a violation of Yish L'midas loving Yish? And it's not enough just to say a good svar to explain why. No, misvar we can disagree with the Gemara. You say svar is dead for tomorrow, but if the Gemara says against you, so you're wrong. You were just outvoted. So you have two. You have to go down two tracks. You have to find two solutions in a sense to the Rambam. You have to find the textual solution in some other Maimon and Shas somewhere, and then you have to do a lot of lomdusha work to explain well what the answer, why that should be so. So the first Gemara that may lead us to believe that there's something else going on in the story that we're missing is a sugya in Maseches Kedushin. It's a sugya Maseches Kedushin and daf Nun Beis of the Beis. So we're going to go almost down the easy track first. Try to find another Gemara. We're going to explain the thing yet. Try to find another Gemara. So comes the Gemara Kedushin in Beis of the Beis. Tells the following strange story. Oh, Sarsia, it's about 12 lines or so from the top, give or take. The last two words of the line is How Sarsia. How Sarsia, Rashi says, is someone who makes beer. It was his job. He didn't own his own beer company. He worked, he was an oris. He worked for a beer owner, and his salary was he would get to keep some of the beer. So any of the beer that was his share actually belonged to him, but the bulk of what he made had to go back to the owner of the brewery. So how Sarsia the Kaddish the Parsima de Shikra. So he didn't do too much. He took some of the stuff that he wasn't really entitled to, and he took some of that beer and he used it to be Mekadosh Anisha with it. So Asamari de Shikra. And now the question is, well, if he wasn't allowed to take that beer, you call that Mekadosh Begezel. Kash Begezel, generally speaking, is not acceptable. In order to make a kidney condition, you have to own the object. You can't steal a ring, can't break into a jewelry store and then use the ring to make a Kash Anisha. So this fellow was a Ghana. So he had stole this beer, didn't have permission to use this beer, presumably. And he goes ahead, also Mori de Shikra, Ashkeche. And the owner of the beer finds him. And Amalei, Amailo Tesef Meheharifa. He said, why didn't you take from the better stuff? If you're already stealing my beer, why don't you take from the better beer? That was what he said. So that Lashon is vaguely familiar to the fellow who was what? Who was said, taking Truma without the proper authorization. And he was told by the Baal Bos, Kalach Etzel Yafas. So Asla Kami Derub. So the Shaila came in front of Rabba. Omar, lo omru kalach etzel yafas elin and truman bilvad. Rava said that cheshbin of we're going to assess what the person meant, and if he meant seriously that you should have taken the better stuff, so that's an indication that he was okay with it all along. That svar only makes sense by truma, but over here it probably doesn't make any sense. And why is that? So the Gemara is the whole long explanation. Why? At the end of the day, the Gemara says because probably over here the Baal Bos is a little bit embarrassed. The owner of the brew is a little bit embarrassed to make a fuss. So he's saying Kalach Etzel Yafos without meaning it seriously. By the Truma, he would have made a fuss. Yeah, he wouldn't have made a fuss. Again, a very psychological analysis, evaluation, why the saying of Kalach Etzel Yafos is indicative of the Haskab of the Balabais, or it's not indicative. Ad kan divrei Gemara. So you have a big problem. What's the big problem? There's a huge problem in this Gemara. The Gemara is invoking that sugya of HaPrashas Truma, by saying that, let's assess the Das of the Baal HaBayis. Is the magic words, Kalach Etzel Yafos, applied to the beer or not? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. We'll bring in the psychology team, figure out that. Big problem. Big, big problem, the sugya. That's a big problem. The Gemara said in the Chabez, that's only true with Zayde Shlichus. So, what's the Gemara even talking about? What's the Gemara even drawing us a cup of the story? The sugya is totally irrelevant. The Gemara B'Mitzia Chavei said that according to Abayi, who says Yish Lo Midas, Lo Yish, the sugya of Kalach Etzel Yafos doesn't even get off the ground without our official Minish Lichus. Here, who is the Minish Lichus? What's Shlichus? Who's Shlichus here? There's no Shlichus here. Taisus is so different problem. They try to say, no, there's a Shlichus here somewhere in between the lines. But the Pasha of the Gemara was, there's no Shlichus of anybody here.
There's a big chiluk because the chiluk here is it's a question of who owns the beer that you took.
Okay.
In our case, in Baba Kama, it's always the Baal Bais. It's never a machlokas. It's the Baal Bais, and he's using it inappropriately. And we're going to go backwards to say that we're taking out of his rishus, and he took out of his rishus. Here, it's a question of ownership. He's saying it's his. He's saying it's not his. And therefore, he's not saying, I'm mocha, I'm the yaish, what was mine. I mean,
okay, but by the end of the day, you're right. It's true. The cases are definitely not identical on many, many different levels. But the underlying principle is the same. Namely, we're trying to size up the das of the Baal Bais. That's what really matters. The Baal Bais, who was not aware of the facts at 10 o'clock in the morning, when he comes aware of them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, can we size up his das and say retroactively he would have been okay with it? If he would have known, he would have been okay. So it's that nekuda, even though there are a lot of differences in the cases, but it's that nekuda that's still the underlying principle. So when it comes to Bava Metzia, the Gemara case in Truma, so the Gemara was willing to discuss sizing up a person retroactively, provided that there was a minish shlichus mitchila. If there was no minish shlichus mitchila, then there's nothing to discuss, because it violates the principle of yish lamidas lo yish. Whereas on Kedusha Naftan Beis, the Gemara invokes the same sugya, and in the end rejects it on psychological grounds, but in pure halachic grounds, the Gemara has no problem with it, there's no qualms with it. So how can you even start the discussion of Kedusha Naftan Beis in the absence of shlichus? So you're right, there are differences, but the underlying principle is still the same.
Why can't this be Rebel of Pemi?
So Judah wants to say, wait a second, that maybe this sugya is Taka arguing with that sugya, because it's a different person. Maybe.
It wouldn't say the Rambam, though.
Right. It wouldn't say the Rambam. Right. It wouldn't say the Rambam. It's strange because the Gemara is almost presenting this as like a Maisa Shoyek Achoy, and this is how you paskin, and this is what the din is. And the Gemara doesn't even make mention of the fact that, and the Gemara almost said kind of at the end, by the way, ayin b'mitziach habayis, that we pass in like a bayi, kind of a thing, like, this is shalot kalloch. You're right. Even you want to say this whole story is totally out of the realm of halacha, because that was the Rav speaking. Maybe. So comes the Ketzos, and already preceded by the Beis Yosef, the Ketzos elaborates by the Beis Yosef. So the Ketzos sent it in the email from Simon Reish Samach Beis.
Which email was it?
It was the earlier email in the week. Yeah. The last email was just a Rashi I totally forgot to put on. So I couldn't leave Rashi out for the first night of Hanukkah. So I put the earlier email about 2 days ago, I had the Ketzos and Reish Samach Beis. So we take a look at Reish Samach Beis. It's the, I think here I made the picture from my Ketzos. I think I tried to do that. Okay, so it starts with two lines and then it switches to the next column. So in the first of the big columns. So let's see if we can pick it up here.
It's the beginning.
So the Kavan, let's say it's about six lines into where the lines get skinny. Okay, the first one on the line is Truma, so Truma. Okay, so that's the second column of the Ketzos. It's the first one on the line is Truma, so Truma, I can't show now. Okay. The Kavan, the Anan Kaim, like it's still the formulation of the question. Since we pass the Kabbai, the Yish, the Midas, the Lavi Yish, the Mahani Kalachet, the Yafos, the Elabi, the Shavi, Shaliach. The Ayin Shem, the Allah is quoting after the Ketzosif. The Rambam somach atzmo al sugi de kedushin, sugi we just read, umemele itchi ha'ach sugi de reish berach b'metzias. And the Rambam held it was machlokes as sugis. The Shabbat Marina, there we learned, hay sarsia de kadesh b'kruzmo, the shichros, the papayis, the mamelas, the charifa, the rabbal, the chazir, umashma. The afilu b'chai gavna shaliket shlo b'shus, ki yosem b'alabayis b'lukach as yovetz, v'gali yadayt d'nechel le'avagat b'kol lo yodem ha'ani. So, great, you just showed that there's machlokes as sugis. So what is the answer to the question? So what happened to Yishlo Midas? Here comes the Ketzos and says, here's the answer, according to the Beis Yosef. If you had Tam, Vishum de mitzvah shayni, Umahani afilu lo yoda meikora, Umishum de mistoma nichale meikora ayin sham. Adkan, Divya Teretz of the Ktsos, quoting from Beis Yosef, the Ktsos elaborates on the Teretz a little bit further, that there's a big, big difference between Yushla Midas and Afrashas Truma. And the difference is, Yushla Midas is no mitzvah involved, no Afrashas Truma involves the mitzvah. Whenever there's a mitzvah involved, then we assume the Balabais would love to do mitzvahs, people like to do mitzvahs, and therefore the Balabais is okay with what happened, even though he doesn't know about it yet. And that's the Emes HaPshat. So in Bav Metzia Chabez, the Gemara didn't realize that. The Gemara that asked the Kasha connected Yerushalom Midas to the case of Pashas Truma was assuming that Yerushalom Midas permeates Kol Tera Kula, even Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. And it's to that Nekuda that the Amoraim in Kedusha and Beis disagreed with. And that's what the Rambam picked up La'alocha. That we pass in La'alocha that there's a distinction between the two. That in Dvarim Shel Rishus, Yerushalom Midas Lach Yush, things that relate to Dvarim Shel Mitzvah, Yerushalom Midas that affect is Havi Yush. And therefore, we don't need the Ukimta, we don't need to establish the case of Kalachat Yafel as being Dafka De Shaliach. Ad kan Devrechtzis. So we succeeded in the textual answer, we found the Gemara, and we think we may have succeeded conceptually. Mitzvah is different. Rabbi say, you see a terrorist like this, you have to start to shake. You have to start to ask yourself, what? What the hell did Malachat mean? Mitzvah is different. I always challenge my bracha in yeshiva. I say, give me a chiluk between the two kids. Give me a chiluk between Yishlo Midas and a chiluk between Yishlo Midas and Torim Shlo Bishus. So the bracha raises his hand and says, Rebbe, here's the chiluk. That's a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. So you know what I say to him? With three magic words? True.
But irrelevant.
But irrelevant. I said, that's really nice that that's a mitzvah. And I'll give you another chiluk. One's an apple and one's a lost item. One's a wallet. But what does that have to do with anything? My industry says less even. In fact, the one's a bit what's that. This is a Lomda Shaila. This is a Cheshire Mishra. This is a Didi Momna Shaila. This is a Kotar Kula Shaila. Do we have the right in Halacha to say that facts that I wasn't aware of, we can assess later on that Imtim Saleva would have known I would have been masking? That's a halachically debatable point. It was a machlekes about in Rava. Every fifth grader spends 6 months on this machlekes. This is a Lomda Shaila. And now the Ktsois is telling me a story that, well, if it's a mitzvah, then it's okay, and if it's not a mitzvah, then it's not okay. I don't understand. Either it works or it doesn't work. It's a more for mitzvahs, but I don't understand how mitzvahs changes the rules of Yish Midas and Yish Lomidas.
Zachin Shadam Shalom HaFon, and also, I mean, maybe a little bit more, you know what the person, because if it's a mitzvah, then...
Then you know that he wants it.
Yeah, because, right, everyone wants it.
Okay. So I'm starting the ball rolling, but I'm going to challenge you. I'm masking to what you say. 100% masking. But, therefore, this is an unbelievable chiddush for you and the Ktsois are saying. That, but men debamamurim yushlomi das, in a sense, doesn't work. That's when you're not certain. But if you're certain of the outcome, you just missed that information. Even Abai agrees to Rava. That's an effect what you're saying. That's what Ktsois are saying. Mitzvah is not different because it's a ritualistic act, and therefore it's different. Mitzvah is a way to assess. Is a psychological tool that we use to assess, is the person really, truly, 100% certain that the person is maskim or not? So in a year, Shlomi Das, a guy lost his wallet, but he doesn't know that he lost it, he has no simon on it, and he probably would have been misyayish. So the best we can get out of a year, Shlomi Das, is the probably. But in Dvarim Shel Mitzvah, we can come up with a definitely. So I want to understand, where's the mocher for that? Where does that come from? Vishtaitan Abai, where does Abai say the two blood of a mitzvah, about Yishlom Midas? Where does it say anywhere in the Gemara this idea that as long as you reach a certain threshold of certainty, which mitzvah enables you to do? So mitzvah is not a different fact because mitzvah is different. Mitzvah is a way of measuring the barometer to measure that you've reached the point of certainty. But I need a mokor in the Gemara and Chazal Sotah somehow that this idea works. So we have to go back to the Sug of Yishlom Midas and try to understand where, licked in the words of Yishlom Midas, in the Sugya Chavez, in the Chaval Chavez, in the Mitzvah, this idea comes from, if this is the solution to the Rambam. I didn't say this is, but if this is the solution to the Rambam. So before we open up Chaval Chavez in the Mitzvah again, I want to take a look at a Rashi, and that was a Rashi that I merged with the Rambam comes today. It's a Rashi in Baba Kama. Now, it's a Rashi Baba Kamadav Samach Baba Ben Aleph. You would never know that, but look at the Mamakomas. You know why? Because every printing of the Shas Vilna for the last 20 years is missing Baba Kama, the numbers. Somebody goofed 200 years ago and nobody fixed it up since then. I think maybe Elzer Hardin may have fixed it up. But I don't know if they fixed it up in the new Gemara, they have to check. But so it's the magic phantom Daf Samach Vav from an Aleph of Baba Kama to just disappear off the face of the earth. So it is Baba Kama something. What? Did they fix it?
Yeah, they have.
What is that? Is that a Zahad or is that? The new Tzur Zadav. What?
So it's not
Tzur Zadav. Not Tzur Zadav. So they correct it. And those who were so, they're such traditionalists, they refuse to correct the mistakes. Some guy 200 years ago in Vilna fell asleep when he was printing
some.
Some
guy.
What?
Some guy.
Whatever. Whatever it is. Minig I'm saying to you, Danny. Okay, guys. So by side, let's learn I would say a short sugya, only short in terms of the Gemara, but long, but we'll try to make it a little short. Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The first line is Ad Shet Savo. It's a little bit more than halfway down. Yish, the end of the line is Yish. Yish Amri Rabbanan Dinikneh. The Gemara here is not even talking about Hashem Saveh, it's all about Gezela. So I steal your object, and then you give up hope of ever finding it. You have to get me back. You know you saw him, a tough guy. You're not going to take me to Beis Din anymore. After a week or two, you don't think you're getting it back. You're misyayish from the item. And then eventually I get caught by Beis Din, and now Beis Din says, okay, give back the item. Wait a second. Do I still have to give back the item or not? Do I have to give back the chepitz that I stole? So just as by Hashavas Aveda, once the owner is misyayish, I'm allowed to keep the Aveda. So too, once the owner is misyayish from the Dovra Gozel, from the stolen item, I'm allowed to keep the stolen item. Now, there's a big difference between the two. I'm allowed to keep it. What do I have to do? If I stole it, I have to pay cash. Okay? Forget about the kefil, gan, forget about that. I have to pay him cash. That's not a question. So I'm not going to walk away scot-free. Not like I showed a Aveda, I can manage keeping it enough to pay for it. So there's no shiloh that I have to pay for it. The question is, does the nigzal, the person who stole from, does he have a right to demand to get his item itself back? Or does he have to just suffice for getting the cash value back? So the Gemara says, starts out by saying, Yush Abir Rabbanan Dinikneh. We know for a fact that Yush is kind of a gezela. This is Rabba speaking. And therefore, there's no question that the Nigzal is not going to get his item back. He's going to only get cash. Miu, lo yadinan, we're not sure, says Rabba. This din that's Yadum Fursum, that, half the other Rabba didn't even know existed, but Rabba's Yadum Fursum, that's the din, that a Gazan is kind of a Yush. We don't know either derais or either avonim. We're not sure what the source of this din is. What's the shah? What's the latest of it? If it's a din derais, what would the source be? Midirhavi amaitzi aveda. We'll be learned out from Hashem's aveda. Maitzi aveda, laf came to miyai shmar mina. Just as by Hashem's aveda, if the owner gave up hope, before I picked it up, the comment that they said the other day, konilei, hainami, came to miyai shmar konilei. So it's mamash a parallel, an equation on the board between aveda and gezela. If Yush is kind of aveda, then by extension it's kind of a gezela as well. And that would be a din deraisa. Amakani, oh duma, maybe no, maybe that comparison is not correct. Lo dami laveda, gezela is not the same as aveda. Aveda dechiyasoy liyade v'yateras liyade. Aveda has the quality, has the characteristic that by the time I picked it up, it was ready to head there. The owner had already been misyash. Avalhai by Gezela is a big difference. Came into the Isuria, so the Yadim the Rabbanan, who the Yom Rabbanan, Nikim Shimtei, the Kanas Hashem. That maybe Midar Isa, we have no right to compare Gezela to Aveda. Aveda was also the Yadim Beheter. Gezela was also the Yadim Isur. Maybe the whole Takana of Yushbin Kain was only a Takana Midar Rabbanan to make it easier for the Ganovim that they should be willing to do tshuva. Otherwise, if you're going to make the guy give the whole item back every single time, he's never going to want to come forward and because of the tshuva. So as an incentive to do tshuva, we'll let him keep the item, just pay the cash value. So Rabba wasn't sure whether the din of the book says Yush is kind of a Gezela, but Rabba's not quite sure, is it deraisa derived from Aveda, or is it so radically different you can't derive it from Aveda? And it happens to be that Rav Yosef disagrees with the whole last 10 lines. Rav Yosef Abi Yush and Akala Fila Midrabbanan. The Yush is not kind at all, not Midrais and not Midrabbanan. And that's how we pass in Lamach. So I want to focus just for a moment on Rabba's words. Rabba's starting point of his sugi is, Yush by Aveda Zichr exists. That's not a Mishnah. I don't need Rabba to tell me that. Mishnah is from a Metziah. Il Metziah is So for sure Yush works by Aveda, and he's not sure should be extrapolated from Aveda to Gezeila now. It would almost behoove the Gemara at this point to question itself and say, Umenani Mili, that Yush works by Aveda. The Gemara never even asked that question. I'll tell you a secret. Not only in Bava Kama does the Gemara not ask that question, in Bava Tzia the Gemara doesn't seem to ask that question either. There's no Bavli, at least, that says, Menani Mili, how do you know Yush is going there, based on the following pasuk? It doesn't appear anywhere in Shas Bavli. That question and that answer. So Taka, what's the answer to that question? Taka Menani Mili. Whole Gemara is clearly, we need Pesuk, we need Kiddin Deraisa. If Yush is a Kiddin Deraisa by Aveda, we're just not sure whether it carries over to Gezeil or not. By Aveda, Zicha Deraisa. What's the Mokor? The Gemara fails us. So what the Gemara left out, Rashi picks up. Rashi on the spot of Rav Kama says, Moitzi Aveda, Lav Kev V'yash Le'mar. Mekame De Teisa Le'yade, Koniko. If a person picks up an Aveda after the owner with Mesiyashi gets it, in the Siyai Shabbatim Kodim Shabbatim Zekonah. How do I know, says Rashi, that Yush is Koinah? Listen to Rashi. Rashi quotes a Gemara Bava Metzia. It's as if there's a Gemara that says the following. Rashi says, Desanya, Me'el Metzia, Sefer Shabbatim, El Metzia, says Rashi. Minayil Yaveida Sheshot Fanohar, Hoyal Vinis Yashua Bayam Shibuteres. How do you know if the river overflows and blows everything away and takes everything downstream? How do you know that I don't have to return such an Aveda? We spoke about this Gemara last week. How do you know? Tamad Loima Shetoivad Bimenu, Shavud Bimenu Mitzuyil Shabre Odom, because the Torah says a Shetoivad Bimenu with the Pashma Shavas Aveda, implying that something is lost personally from me. I've lost my wallet. It's not like a total washout. I personally lost my wallet. Somebody finds it, they should give it back. But if my property was taken downstream, that's called avudu imenu umikol adam. And the Gemara says there's no mitzvah shavas aveda in that. Ashetayim imenu prat lezuta shayam prat la shafanar, etc. So Zok Rashi al makani. You see from that din of zuta shayam of shafanar, that whole parish of tovim imenu prat lezesh avudu imenu kol adam, that Yush is kind of. So we have a mokor by Aveda, and we're just not sure whether we can carry over the extrapolated to Gezeila. I've got the Rashi. Really? Is that true? Aveda sheshot for Nahar, the reason why you're allowed to take it is because Hovid is Yashua Bailam? There's no such Gemara. The Gemara says that Aveda sheshot for Nahar you're allowed to take, but the Gemara doesn't say because it's Yashua Bailam. So Rov HaRishayim learned that Rashi took the principle of Shatfa Nahar and used it as a source for Yush Kaina incorrectly. Most of the Rishayim say, Shatfa Nahar is not based on Yush Bailim. Shatfa Nahar is true whether the owner was Mesiyash or not. What if Reuven's, all of a sudden the river comes and takes all Reuven's property downstream, and Reuven's running after it down, I'm not Mesiyash, what's the din? He's still allowed to take it. So Kumta Rishayim and he asked Rashi, which Rashi are you talking about? Rashi says, Zuta Shayam, Shatfanar, those sugyas of tsunamis are the Mokka for Yush? What do they have to do with Yush? They work even if the guy's not Mesiyash. So tell him, Dika Rashi. But there's a much more difficult problem with Rashi, a very profound problem with Rashi. Let's remember Shittas Rashi. Let's go back to Bava Tzia Chavala. The Gemara introduced us to Machlokes Abaye and Rava Yush Lomidas is Yush and Yush. So comes the Gemara and says the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is not across the board. We have to be very, very careful and exact what the Machlokes was in. So comes the Gemara Chavala from Beis. Second life, B'dama Sheyesh Ba Simin. If something has a simin in it, there's a sign in it, wall has my name in it, Kuliyamala Pligilov Yush. Everybody agrees that it's not Yush. That's not a question, because Afa got the Shemina to Miyash, the Soif, will have a Yush. Even if the guy later on decides not to bother looking after to find the wallet, that's not called Yush, Lemafreya. Why? The Chiyas Liyad, the Bisur, the Yas Liyad. You had no right to pick it up, to keep it. You find something with a sin in it, you have to announce it right away. So the chi yada the nafim in elam yash, because at that moment, if for sure was a misyash. I'm going to give a siman, I'm going to take it. Fine. So we're not here to talk about that part right now. We want to focus on the next line. So we have this running mechleg as a bayin rava, but listen to this line of the Gemara. In a case where the ocean overflows or the river overflows, even though there's a simon on it, it's totally mutter to keep. The Gemara is going to say later on, the pasuk that's coming up in the Chavez. So what are they just saying that in those two lines? That Zuto Shalyam is not subject to what? To the machloikes? Abayim Rav. Abayim Rav were fighting about a lost item without a simon. If it has a simon, for sure it's not yush. If it doesn't have a simon, then we can negotiate Abayim Rav. If it's a Zuto Shalyam, then there's nothing to talk about. What does that mean, there's nothing to talk about? So look at Rashi, Rachman Ashariye. So Rashi and Rachman Ashariye. It's about 10 lines into the skinny lines, Rachman Ashariye. Fa'afilu basti adamaitza lefnei yush. Even though the owner wasn't misyayish yet by the Zuto Shalyam, he doesn't even know about the Zuto Shalyam yet. He's out of town. If it's Zuto Shalyam, it's mutter, legamre. Even though he wasn't misyayish yet. Ad kan tibir gemar. Nu, let's analyze this gemar now. What do I say? Let's think through this gemar. The gemar just told us that Zuto Shalyam is a totally different parasha. It's not. It's no shaykhus to the machlekes of Ezra. Zuto Shalyam, the guy was misyayish, doesn't even know about the misyayish, you could still keep it. So you take a fair shulin one. No, I'm just black on white. You're allowed to keep it. Do what's kasha. Bishlam, according to Rav HaRishayim, who hold that Zuto Shalyam is Gzeres HaKosov. It has nothing to do with Yush. It's not the Mokha of Yush. What's the Mokha of Yush? It's another Mokha. I don't know. Dig up a Mokha. Find your Mokha. But Bishlam, according to Rav HaRishayim, to Taisus and Nerman and the Rosh, and Al-Gadali HaRishayim, who disagreed with Rashi and Bavakam and Dafsa Mokhav, who said that Zuto Shalyam is not the Mokha for Yush, because Zuto Shalyam works not within the parameters of Yush. So then the Gemara reads like a child. Gemara reads beautifully. Abayin Rav were fighting out in the Parsha of Yush. Zuto Shalyam is Mishkan Parsha of Yush. Not after Machlokes. But according to Rav, every Zuto Shalyam, what's built into every Zuto Shalyam? What did Rashi say? On Bavakam and Sabachvav? Why is Zuto Shalyam mutter? What words did Rashi put into Zuto Shalyam? Hayil. The Abayin is Yashim. Rashi said Zuto Shalyam is only mutter because we can say with a certainty that the owner is from Yash. But I don't understand. But it's Yush Lamidas. And Abaye agrees by Zuto Shalyam. How can Abaye agree by Zuto Shalyam? So come a group of Rishonim and reject Rashi outright because of this kasha. How in the world could Rashi, how could Rashi say that Zuto Shalyam is based on the assumption the owners of being Misyayish? How can it be? If the Gemara says Pemole that you need Yush Midas according to Abaye, and Zuto Shalyam works even as Shalom Midas, Rashi himself said that. So how in the world could Zuto Shalyam be the parish of Yush?
Level of certainty.
Maybe. Oh, he must be. He's got Gilgul, that level of certainty. So it comes, say for Nachlas David, who's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. The early, early Talmud of Volozhin. Comes to Nachlas David, and he says, I'm going to put all the pieces of the puzzle together for you. If you looked at Volozhin 150 years ago. No, a great, great grandfather. Comes to Nachlas David, and he says, you see from this Rashi that Yush Lomidas, Lo Abi Yush, is not an absolute. Yush Lomidas, Lo Abi Yush, when there's a lacking degree of certainty. If there's a degree of certainty, if we reach the barometer of certainty, so that trumps Yush Lomidas. Even Abai concedes that Yush Lomidas is good when we've reached that barometer, reached that measuring rod of certainty. The whole machlekes about in Rava was only in situations where we're suspecting, we're guessing, it's an educated guess, it's probably, it's not shaykh simin, so it's an educated guess that the guy's misyayish, if we would know. We can't say certainty. There are only two cases in halacha that we can say with absolute certainty that even a bayi would concede to. And one of those two cases, if I say, one is Zuto Shalyam, and what's the other mitzvah?
Mitzvah.
So comes the Nachlas David and puts together the difficulty in this Rashi of Zutah Shayam, that all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi, openly reject the Rashi because of this Kasha. And for Emphats, Rashi, Shita by Zutah Shayam, combined together with the problem that we had with the Rambam, how conceptually the Rambam did away with the requirement of Shlichas for a fresh Truma, and siding the Gemara tradition in the days that seems to ignore the necessity of Shlichas, with the Ketzois, with the Siyosis, Mohalach, that mitzvah is different. And what makes mitzvah different is the degree of certainty. So we have two strange figures. We have an otherwise difficult Rashi, otherwise difficult Rambam. The common denominator is that they're both expressing this theme of certainty.
Well, what does he do about Simon?
The what?
Simon.
If it's a Dovashe, ain't both Simon or Yeshba Simon?
Yeshba Simon.
No, Yeshba Simon, so for sure, even according to Rav, it's not going to work.
Right, but it still works by Zutah Shalyam. Meaning if Zutah Shalyam is enough to give me an absolute Yayosh.
Right. So Zutah Shalyam, right. So Zutah Shalyam, the stomach means that the person is Messiah, even as a simon, it's so far away, it's so not tracked down. If I drop my wallet in the street, I have a chance of finding it, if it has a simon. My wallet was taken by a tsunami 100 miles away.
In the bottom of the ocean.
No, you're right. Stomach.
It's like a Nidon Nishon Sofa type case, because right now...
Right, So I think what Danny means... I'll tell you what I think you mean. You can disagree with me if you want. Back in the legend days, what they say. I hear the common denominator between the two sugyas, but I'll tell you what's bothering me. Why is Yishol Midas no good according to God? What's the nature of the din that Yishol Midas is? Is this a psychological concern or a halakhic concern?
It's okay.
If you're going to tell me that Yishol Midas is almost like a psychological concern, namely, we're not really sure what you mean, so then I understand it's not as done perfectly well. But then the Rambam, we're not really sure what you mean if we're not really sure what you mean. But if we're sure what you mean, because we have a mitzvah that convinced us, or we have Zutah Shalyam that convinced us, then I understand. But if you're going to tell me that the underlying issue in Yishol Midas, like, with certainty, it's not a game of odds. This is a halachic principle that you can't have a nechusa shel abayla l'mafreya. Certain things in halacha are needed to be done l'mafreya, and certain things are not. You can't create that concept of nechusa, the concept of consent, doesn't work l'mafreya in the discussions of the day. Not because we don't think you're telling the truth, not because we don't believe you, not because we don't think you want to do it. It doesn't work. There's no halachic mechanism for nechusa l'mafreya to work. If that's the chisar, that's the deficiency, so then, how does Bava Mitzvah change anything? How does Zutah Shalyam change anything? It's a difficult problem.
So if we're comparing the two, how come running after your stuff that's flowing downstream and saying, no yush, why is that not comparable to after Truma, you're saying, I wasn't masking to the Truma? If we read it to his statement and he says, oh, you should have taken the better stuff, and there was... no better stuff, and we say, well, I'm afraid we're going to say it wasn't good, because now we know for certain that he wasn't masking to there.
Right.
How come that's not the same as the guy running downstream trying to chase
someone? I mean, he's guilty of overkill. I mean, once we created this, again, all the measurements are not necessarily the same. These are, each one now becomes its own, in a sense, assessment. You have to assess case by case and see, is this indicative that he's just butler daito, or is this not indicative? Yeah, Ayakash. It becomes very, 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 very nitty gritty at which point we're willing to say that statement of certainty or not. I hear you. So if I say, even though we're almost committing the Ketzos to the same side as the Nachas David, because the only way to make sense of this Dvarim Shel Mitzvah is to link it to this Nachas David Rashi, notwithstanding our concerns, I have to be honest, I'll be dishonest in the Sugya, that the Ketzos did not learn Zutah Shalyam like the Nachas David did. The Chlamav. Whether the Ketzos had this idea of mitzvah being different because of certainty, whether he bought into that, I don't know what the Ketzos' part is by mitzvah. I'm not sure. But to tell me that this Rashi in Chabal from Beis is going to be the mokor for Nichus Hashem mitzvah, trumping Liyush Lamidas, there's no way in the world the Ketzos bought into this. And I'll tell you why. Because there's another Ketzos, I didn't put on the name of this. There's another Ketzos that has an entirely different understanding of Zuta Shayam within Shittas Rashi. Let's go back for a minute, back to Chaval from base, back to Ramitzia, and identify when Yush doesn't work by a Shavas Aveda. What prevents Yush sometimes by not working? So the case of Yesh Bo Simen, that was the case where everybody agrees Yush doesn't work. Let's read that very, very carefully. The Gemara said that B'davash Yesh Bo Simen, second line from the top, B'davash Yesh Bo Simen, Kuliyamu lepligi d'lav yush, v'yafal gav d'shamina d'miyayish, l'soif lav yush, t'chi osa liyadei b'isuru d'yosa liyadei. The reason why yush doesn't work on a davash yesh bo simen is because when I find a wallet with a simen on it, and I pick it up, and the owner was not misyayish yet, so, by definition, I have a mitzvah Shavas Aveda. I cannot keep that wallet ever. Why not? It's a very vague phrase, Bisuras Liyadei. Because I picked it up at a time when I was chayv in a Shavas Aveda. Azma. So, therefore, the Gemara never explained. You might say, a regular normal case, simple case. I walk on the street, I see a wallet that says Reuven's name on it. So, I pick it up, and then an hour later, I hear Reuven's Mesiyahish from it. The Gemara says, I cannot keep it. I have to return it to Reuven. Why? He was Mesiyahish. Yush is kind of Be'evein. Why not? The Gemara never explained why not. Why can't Yush work post-picking up? I just want to think of Shana's Gemara. So didn't there I say Yush is a kidney by Aveda, whatever the Mokar is? Why does it fall short? The person already picked it up. So there's a Ramban in the second part of the Mitzvah. The Ramban gives us his version of what the secret to this dilemma is. Ramban says, very, very simple. When I lose a wallet, and you pick up that wallet, and I wasn't misyayish yet, you become what's called in halacha a shomer aveda. You're mechuyev to hold on to that wallet now. And to return it to me. You're my shomer. The minute you become my shomer aveda, what's in your possession, you're working for me. I don't even know who you are yet. You don't know why I am yet. But the Torah declared, Adresh Chichaisai. The Torah says, once you pick it up, you've got to watch it. You're responsible. Shabachim, Shabasach, Machlokes. You become my work. You become my shomer. And Zok the Ramban a phrase, Yad shomer kiyad balabayis domi. You're holding on to that wallet. I don't even know what the wallet is, but you're holding on to that wallet. It's as if I'm holding on to that wallet. Zok the Ramban. What if I'm holding my wallet in my hand, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, I'm a siyayish from this wallet. Does that mean anything? It's a meaningless statement. Yush means something which is out of my possession, something which is mufka for me. It's out in the street somewhere. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not tachas yadi anymore. So then there's a passion of Torah Yush. Zok the Ramban, you say this in this Milchamas, the Ramban says, it's a cloud god, you can't be misyayish in the Dabash of Meshusa. There's no such entity, no such animal called Yush in the Dabash of Meshusa. Once it's tachas yodcho, it's not shayach to Yush. Now the Ramban extends that and says, once it's tachas yoshemiz yad, it's not shayach to Yush either. So ultimately says the Ramban, what the Gemara means here, what prevents Yush from taking effect after the person picked it up, once the Torah declares you're mechuyev in a Shavas Aveda, the corollary of being mechuyev in a Shavas Aveda is become the shomer. And the corollary of that is, once you're the shomer, you're the Yad Balabayas, and Yush doesn't work in the Yad Balabayas. So all those steps are true, says Ramban, all of those steps lead to this conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara said it in a half a line, never explained why. The Gemara just said it's a milsa pshita, that once the Meitzias Aveda picks up the Aveda, Yush is not going to be Chal anymore. Why, Zok the Ramban? Because once you pick up an Aveda, you become a Shomer Aveda. Once you're Shomer Aveda, you're Yad Ki Yalabaylam. And once you're Yalabaylam, you can't be Mitzias or something that's Meshusa. Famous word from the Mochamas, above Mitzia. Zok the Ktzois, what if I can nip the problem in the bud? What if I pick up an Aveda, but I don't become a Chuyv in a Shomer Aveda? If I don't become a chuvin shemus aveda, so then what am I not? I'm not. I'm not a shemus aveda, and I'm not yet balabais. And what could potentially happen later? Yish could take place later. There is no halacha zokta zoyis fadas and ramban. There's no absolute halacha that yish can't work after you pick up an item. The din is yush can't work after the person comes to Shem HaVeda. If for whatever reason he doesn't become a Shem HaVeda, because the Torah never made him a Shem HaVeda, so remember, yush can work. Zaktik Tzais, you want to know what Zut HaShayam is? That's Zut HaShayam. Zut HaShayam, there's no mitzvah Shem HaVeda. Why? Because the Torah Kedosha said, Asher Teva Nimenu, Vat Levud Nimenu Kol Adam. The mitzvah Shem HaVeda was given for lost wallets, not for tsunamis. Once there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda, even though I'm picking it up, I'm holding on to it, I'm not a Shavas Aveda. Once I'm not a Shavas Aveda, your yish could work subsequently. So the reason why the Gemara says here in Chavala and Beis that Abaye is made to Zut HaShayam is an extension of what the Gemara said before. That's why Davish Yesh Bo Simen, yish doesn't work. It's the same thing. Namely, two sides of the same coin. Yush doesn't work on a Davish Yesh Bo Simen because you become a Shomer Aveda. Yush does work by Zut HaShayam, even according to Abaye, because you don't become a Shomer Aveda. That's the machlok. That's Shan Zut HaShayam. So how could Rashi say Zut HaShayam is based on Yush? How in the world could Yush work after it's beyond Hamotzi Aveda? The answer is because you're a Motzi Aveda without a Chiv HaShova. And a Motzi Aveda without a Chiv HaShova is Nishkin, the Yad Abaye. So the Kesef is so excited to discover this Ramban. He every few pages tells you this. He shows me every couple of lines. He tells you this Ramban. It solves the world's problems. This Ramban. But the Nachas David didn't learn Zut HaShayam like that, because the Nachas David saw in Zut HaShayam the source that certainty overrides Yush L'midas. So again, I told you how to be intellectually honest. The Ktzois, who says Pshat in the Rambam, that mitzvah overrides Yush L'midas, is also invoking the principle of certainty overriding overriding Yush L'midas, which we would have thought fits in so nicely into Rashi's Shita by Zut HaShayam, at least the Nachas David's version of it. But the Ktzois, the Shitosa, never went down to Nachas David's Mahalach. He didn't buy into Nachas David's Pshat in Rashi. He had a different Pshat. He thought it was a better Pshat in Rashi. His Pshat with the Ramban. But when it comes to mitzvah, even the tzais, in a sense, falls back on the certainty pshat. So we have a lot of problems with the certainty pshat. We're not certain about the certainty pshat, because we don't even think that the chisor of Yish L'midas is an issue of that we're not sure what you mean. We think it's a halachic concern, and we don't understand conception of the whole certainty pshat. But as I state in Bisyaisef, Taz, and Ktzais, that was David, a whole G'dayla Yalam, saying this pshat Pidas HaRamba, that mitzvah trumps Yish L'midas. The significance of mitzvah trump and Yush L'midas, the Ketzos is going to take to the next level. Next week we'll continue with this last Nekudah of the Ketzos and the Sugya, put together the last piece of the puzzle of the Sugya. How far this idea goes, based on the Shittas HaRambam, based on this view that mitzvah trumps everything, with the certainty of Mahalach, whether the Rashi said it, didn't say it or not, but the Ketzos does say it, Midas the Rambam, the Nachas Zavid says Midas Rashi as well. Just how far that goes, how far it doesn't go, next week we'll have the final touches of the Sugya.